Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool have lost. We don't see that very often, certainly over the last year or so, but lose they did. They lost 2-0 to Atalanta. And to talk about all of that and where it leaves Liverpool now in this Champions League group, I have got Dan Austin, I've got Phil Blundell, and I've got Lizzie Doyle. And yeah, it's a frustrating one, isn't it? Because, well, partly because of what a good position that one would have put us in.
Yeah, it really gives you the massive advantage in that you'd look like you've nearly won the group if you win. I think we need a point next week to confirm winning the group. I think that was right anyway, which is actually, we've ended up in a situation where we need a point to qualify next week as well with how the group lies at the minute. So it's not panic stations by any means. It would have been nice to win. It almost felt like we were caught a bit between two stalls in terms of we could have lost and written the game off and played a much weaker team and given people a rest and not brought four players on 60 just after they scored who were going to play on Saturday, and we've ended up giving pretty much everyone who's going to play on Saturday a run out and got beat, and we've not got the benefit of anything really.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the team selection a little bit then, Dan, because, you know, I know I've seen a few people say on sort of socials and things like that, oh, you know, we should have gone stronger with them and then maybe look to rest people later in the game. I was a little surprised how strong he went, to be honest with you. I thought he'd maybe rest a couple more. I mean, midfield, he hasn't really got too many options, but you know, I was a little bit surprised to see sort of, you know, Mane start, for example. What do you think about the team he went with?
I think it was fine, by and large, in that he hasn't got an awful lot of choice because of the injuries and that, but then also it's not too dissimilar in terms of overall quality from the team that went and beat them 5-0. The other week. I know it is slightly less good on paper, but the difference wasn't really that Liverpool were that terrible. I don't think they weren't good, but I think the bigger difference was that Atalanta played loads better and had learnt an awful lot from the first game, set themselves up in a much better shape, had a better player up front in Ilicic, who was really problematic for Liverpool. He got Gomez into a better position as well. And when you've got, you know, two teenagers playing in your back four, you've just sort of got a cop for a bit of inexperience, because there's two lads playing there that will go on to be very, very good players and have played well for Liverpool before, but they've not played an awful lot of adult football.